Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. No, I'm not going to say award-winning.
Not yet,
Gwinnett,
huh?
Business Radio show. How are you, Steve and Julian?
I'm great, Mike. You owe me a dollar.
Why do I owe you a dollar?
Well, because I was at a networking event recently, and somebody came up to me and said, hey, I've heard you on Business Radio X, you and Mike. And I was like, yeah, great, that's awesome. He goes, by the way, you do have a face for radio, so you owe me a dollar. Because okay. I get a dollar every time someone says that, right? That was in my contract.
Okay. I'll have to review the contract.
Well, let's get that contract. We don't have a lawyer on today's show, so I'll book one for the next show.
You do that.
And we'll hash it out.
Okay. We do have three wonderful guests here in the studio. Joining us today is Joe Noonan with Southwestern Consulting, Pam Santoro with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Georgia Properties, and V. Lynn Hawkins with P3 Academy of Social Entrepreneurship. And I want to personally thank Joe for having the shortest company name today.
You're out of breath.
I know.
Get some water.
But let's start off with Joe Noonan. Joe, you are a sales and leadership coach with Southwestern Consulting. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
I appreciate it, Mike. Glad to be here.
Tell us all about your company and what you do.
Well, Southwestern Consulting is based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and they are the oldest direct sales company in the world. They started out selling Bibles and pamphlets 163 years ago.
Wow.
With college students. And so then the coaching division evolved from that. And so Southwestern Consulting is one of 19 different companies as part of the Southwestern family of companies.
Okay, so I'm assuming you're not selling Bibles right now.
I am not.
You're coaching folks and helping in sales. So talk about what you do.
Sure. Generally speaking, what we do is I am a certified sales and leadership coach, and what that means is that I had to go through a process during the interview process years ago with them to ensure that you have at least 10 years of sales top producer experience, and I've owned two businesses prior to that, and so I sold my marketing agency back in November and decided this is something new. I want to try this, and going back to my hockey coaching days, maybe this is kind of a right fit for me, and so I've gained over 30 clients in the last couple of months, and we have one-on-one coaching sessions with clients, but what we do is we introduce and focus on our program by having what we call as an immediate results workshop. And what that is that we'll go into a company that sales leader is struggling and says, hey, can you help us? And that's what we do. And it's a customized workshop. It's so customized that if they want to focus on time management, they want to focus on answering objections or how to gain better referrals, that's what we do. And that's our way of introducing coaching.
You mentioned it's a one-on-one session. Is the consulting available for groups as well, or is this work best when it's one-on-one?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference, Stephen, between training and coaching. And this is one-on-one coaching, and it's customized. Not everything is cookie cutter, and so that's exactly what we do. I have a client that I coach in Lithuania.
Wow.
So they're all over the world, and it's awesome. And so when people are struggling, it's it's great to help them out.
Is Southwestern paying you for the gas mileage there?
Well, all of our one-on-one coaching is done via telephone.
Nice.
Okay.
Twice a month we have phone calls.
So when you talk about customizable, and I'm glad you kind of reinforce that, because I think sometimes people hear coaching or training or things like that, and you mentioned cookie cutter, so I'm going to kind of latch onto those words. Customizable, so you start by trying to figure out what are you looking for me to coach you in and help you do.
Exactly.
And so every client can be different.
Absolutely. Every client is different.
Okay.
And so we have clients, I've got a client down in Florida, Richard, who is really struggling with referrals. So I helped him grow his referral base, and we started to talk about this 3 months ago. And by starting to make phone calls and reaching out to people that, you know, friends of friends, if you will, he gained 17 new clients in 3 months.
Wow.
He was afraid to pick up the phone. So that's what coaching's all about.
Well, I would think you're not just talking the talk, Joe. You're walking the walk. I mean, in the short amount of time that you've made the transition into this business, you talked about having 30 clients already, so
right.
You know what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But it's at the end of the day, I feel like I'm serving people. And that's what we have to do in today's world. Everybody's a little bit different. And, you know, I feel pretty honored, very blessed to be able to have a job like this. I really do.
So if everything is kind of customizable, what does Southwestern provide you that you can then help people with as you're coaching them? What do they have behind you that you are able? Because obviously you've owned two companies, you've been in sales. So some of the coaching comes from your experience. But it can't all be the amazing Joe Noonan. There's got to be some help behind you with Southwestern.
There's a lot behind me. Actually, it's all of our marketing and so on. But we have 24 different modules that are geared toward two types of producers, if you will. There's a top producer, and there's the sales executive or the manager. And so, for example, I'm very heavy in the mortgage industry. I coach branch managers. Coach loan officers, and then I coach LOAs, or loan officer assistants. And everybody's a little bit different. And so for the branch manager, we'll talk about management. For example, I've got a couple of clients that we do team vision parties with them. What that does is it brings the team together and lets them really explore and discuss some things that they maybe never would talk about in the past. It's really exciting. It's really fun, and it brings everybody together because sometimes they don't know what they don't know.
It sounds like your clients engage with you on a continuing basis. It's not just a one-off, but it's a continuing basis. Is that typically how you prefer it?
Yes. It's a minimum of a 12-month contract.
Okay.
But we've got clients that have been with us for 5 years. So we have calls twice a month. It's usually about 45 to 50 minutes, and it's very detailed, and we start off every call with good news. And that's my very first question. Share with me your good news.
I like that. That's great. That's great to hear. You mentioned when you first talked about some of the challenges that sales leaders have, whether it be time management or you mentioned one with referrals. What are some of the biggest challenges that you see out there when you're talking to folks?
The biggest one, quite frankly, is time management. People really struggle with managing their schedule. And so what we do is we literally sit down and look at their current schedule and say, what are your income-producing activities? We call them IPAs, or their income-producing activities. And if you focus on your income-producing activities and let's build your schedule around that, it's really, really effective. It's a habit. Habits are hard to change, and that's what we try and help our clients with, is developing new habits.
Who are most of your clients, or and what kind of field, what kind of sectors are they in?
Financial services, real estate, mortgage, automobile. Those are the top industries that we work in.
As you touched upon earlier, saying a lot of mortgage folks and so forth.
Right,
okay.
Right.
And aren't those sectors are pretty much you eat what you kill. You don't make the calls. You don't find people. You don't stay in business very long.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. So yeah, and these are people that are, you know, if you're not working, you're not producing.
Right.
And
right.
There are a lot of people that think sales is easy, and I think
they've never had sales jobs.
I was gonna say.
So I'm gonna take Mike's question. I'm gonna twist it a little bit. What are the types of companies and types of individuals that you aren't yet working with, that but you think, man, this is a great market that I need to get my foot in the door, and I need to make a few more calls and do some IPA? Did I say that
IPA,
right?
That's correct.
I need to do some
IPA beer.
In that sector.
It's not a beer.
It can lead to being able to have an extra beer when
you
at the
like
end
so.
Of the workday. Yeah,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. So, sure. I'm actually focusing on a lot of the tech companies here in Alpharetta, Georgia, because, first of all, they have money where they want to invest in their employees. They want their managers to be good leaders. And we're there to supplement the manager. We're not there to supersede the manager. We want to help the manager help his team be better with their time management and growing their referral base and being able to handle objections. Those are really the three K things that a lot of salespeople struggle with. So we're there to help. That's our job.
I'm going to use your little gadget here now, and I want to hear some good news from you, Joe. I want to, you know, we love to hear success stories here on Business Radio X. Is there a story, and you can either shade the names or, you know, tell us the names, whatever you want to do, but maybe somebody you worked with and you turned them around. We'd love to hear a great story.
Well, I shared the story about Richard, down the commercial insurance guy down in Florida, gaining 17 new clients in 3 months. A lot of it is encouragement. And so I have a client by the name of Melanie Henn. She's a branch manager with Fairway Independent Mortgage in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And she is awesome. She is actually putting together a team vision party, and she's posting all of her daily countdowns on LinkedIn, on Facebook. And that's the other thing that we're encouraging people to do is when you're having great success, when you're having good news that you want to share, share with everybody. Share it on your social media. That's really what, you know, people want to know. And then when they walk into Fairway Mortgage and they see that they're working with a team, they're working with a family, if you will, it makes them feel awesome.
Very cool. I just did a Fairway Mortgage.
Wow.
Yeah. Small world.
I like that. But it wasn't through Colorado Springs.
No, it wasn't through Colorado Springs. And I actually, 1 month in, I now have a different mortgage company.
Yeah. That's another conversation.
Pam knows all about that. We'll talk about that later on. But Joe, for those that would like to find out more about Southwestern Consulting and seeing about your services, where can they get more information?
Sure. My website is www.joenoonan, and it's JoeNoonanSwc, like southwesternconsulting.com. And if you want to reach me here locally, my number is area code 678-596-6479.
Great. And Joe's a hockey player, so that's always a thumbs up in my corner.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe you guys met along the boards a couple of times. Is that?
Yeah. Fortunately, I think we played for the same team for most of the time, so we try not to hit each other, although we accidentally might have skated into each other a couple of times.
It may have happened once or twice.
Yeah, we're not the best.
I can only imagine whose fault it was.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I didn't say!
No, you were looking right at me.
Well, I wouldn't say you because you owe me a dollar. And
you
I'm
owe
trying
me a dollar
negotiate.
Now.
Oh,
Joe, thank you very much. It's great to see you.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Joe Noonan with Southwestern Consulting here on Business Radio X.
Mike, I liked when you asked Joe to give you some good news. You said they could shade the names. I like that phrase. I've never heard that. I'm going to turn that later. I'm going to use that, so I'm stealing that from you.
It's called when you have a brain freeze and you can't come up with the name with the word, so you just kind of make up the word.
That's shading the name.
Shading the name. I guess hiding the name would have been a better one.
No, I like shade the name. Go with it. It's cool. It's hip. I don't know. If I think it's cool, it probably isn't. But one name we will never shade on this.
I wasn't sure where you were going
with that. Well, here it is. One name we will never shade on this show is our studio sponsor, Subaru of Gwinnett. We are so proud to have them continue to be with us. And we come to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett studios. And love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe, like Mike, you're already a Subaruist. Mike doesn't shade his Subaru that he drives. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett.
I park it in the shade.
Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And always remember, park your Subaru in the shade.
All right, let's move on. Pam Santoro is with us. She's with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Georgia Properties. To put it simply, you're a realtor. And that's realtor with two syllables, as the great Johnny Phelps would tell us. Two syllables, not realtor.
Realtor. It's not a realtor.
No, it's realtor. Two syllables.
Realtor.
Pam, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike and Stephen, for having me. It's a pleasure this morning. And I love the good news thing. In real estate, once, instead of selling the house, my associate and I, we helped him get it all ready. I actually helped him start taking wallpaper down. We had the house staged, everything, every time. This is a couple that was divorced. We put the couple back together. So
you saved a marriage.
I saved a marriage. So that was like my little gold star with the good news. The one time I saved a marriage instead of selling the house, I put the couple back together.
Wow, that's
all
cool.
Right. Pam Santoro, marriage counselor and realtor here on the show.
I didn't try that, but I, you know, it was kind of obvious. So.
Tell us about Berkshire Hathaway and all the great work you're doing.
Oh, the company is wonderful, and it in real estate you have to. You know, price the property correctly, and your property is your asset, and it's your product. And with Berkshire Hathaway, we promote it like crazy. I mean, it's on every social media site. You know, there's mega open houses. There are, they do extra on Zillow. It's just, if there's a way for us to get it out there and get it for you and to, you know, to help the client, we do it. And we have such a wonderful marketing team that if I don't know how to do it, they do.
Cool. Nice. So they don't shade things. That's great.
No.
What in the hours and hours and hours and hours of research we did on you, one of the questions that came up is the difference between a realtor and an agent. I thought that was the same thing.
No.
It isn't. A realtor is part of a board. Like there are different boards. I belong to the Atlanta Board of Realtors, but there are several boards in Georgia. And you have to keep up your credentials. You have to do continuing ed. And it's a whole lot different than just being an agent. You've got the license as an agent, but you're not really, you know, following up. You're not up on everything. And as to your mortgage thing, when your mortgage got sold, it's because you have good credit. That's why you only had that one company for a month, is they sell the good people with whatever.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Yes.
Man,
that's
nice.
How they do it.
Pam, when it comes to...
I learned something already.
It took you this long? you are ahead in the shade category, though. How many times you've mentioned shade? Pam, when it comes to people who are looking to sell their home, there are so many different realtors and agents out there. What are some of the questions that home sellers or home buyers should be asking of their potential agents that will help distinguish one from another and kind of let the cream rise to the top?
It's basically that you need to kind of look at what their statistics are. Have they sold a house ever? And if they haven't, what are their credentials? Did they come from a marketing background? Are they good? And if they're, you're having them, you're basically interviewing them on what they have done, but you need to listen on what they could help you do. And a lot of times it's the idea that you're trying to match up not just your skill set and your qualifications with that house and that person, but it's a comfort level. Say, I'm a people person and you're totally statistics and I'm not giving you statistics, then it's not a good fit.
No, yeah.
So a lot of times that's what it ends up with. But they're asking you questions about how you would market their home, what you would do to improve their home, you know, what is the value of their home, and just looking at it. And you really can't do that just by taking tax records and things like that. You need to walk the property. You need to know the neighborhoods. I mean, I've sold stuff from Decula down all the way to Milledgeville once, and, you know, from Lake Lanier down. So you have to kind of know your market. I like to kind of stay in this bubble that we're in, like this area and Alpharetta, Johns Creek, that stuff. But, you know, you go where your clients are and where their property is.
As far as the qualifications, is that something that's publicly available, or should we ask every realtor, hey, show me your...
You can ask them their qualifications, okay. But normally with everything on social media, you can go look at what people say about them, their recommendations are, what their reviews are on different places. Like most of us have stuff on LinkedIn, on Realtor.com, on Zillow, on our own sites, on the Berkshire site. You know, Great. You've got reviews. And if the reviews are bad, then you might not want that agent. Yeah, it's really, you want, you know, you're looking at character. People use me because they know me. They know I will help them. My tagline is, no one sells a home like a mom. And it's really because my clients become my family. I wouldn't do it to my own child, and I wouldn't do it to you, or, you know, I treat you like you're my sister or my brother or whatever. That's just how I am. It's like I try to.
She doesn't know your sisters and brothers, does she, Steve?
No, she doesn't.
Now, Steve.
Not sure if that's a good thing.
But my mom took good care of me, and my mom would never steer me wrong.
Of course.
So I like that. No one will sell your house like a mom.
We're just kidding. And by the way, the example you used earlier, if you're talking to a realtor or agent that has never sold a home, they probably need to hire Joe Noonan in that case.
That's it. So that they know what to do. That's it.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to try to stump you here. What are the three P's of real estate?
Those are the price, the product, and the promotion.
Oh, she got it.
And when you're looking at the price, not everybody's going to buy it at the top of the price. You need to look at the neighborhood, look at the comps, look at the actual property to see, okay, the one next door to us, they just did everything. They remodeled all the bathrooms. They're brand new. The kitchen's brand new. So, okay, that's worth 25 or 35 or depending on the price range of the house. If it's a small house, it might be only worth $30,000 or $40,000 more. But if it's a big in the millions, then that could be like $100,000 more because of what maybe they did to the kitchen or something.
When it comes to price, I love what you say there to look at, you help them kind of set that price, looking at mm-hmm. the comps and helping them figure out why you're suggesting the price you're suggesting. Is it also your job as the realtor, is it mostly to get the house sold as quickly as possible?
Yes.
Or is it to help the client? If the client says, look, I've got time, I'm really trying to get out at the right price.
Well, what you want to do is get the price sold, the house sold in the shortest amount of time for the best price for them.
Got it.
And that's why you're trying to look at exactly what's comparable. Like if the whole neighborhood updated their kitchen and you didn't, you can't think that you're getting that extra $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000, depending on the neighborhood, or even $100,000. Because you didn't do the upgrades. Like I have an affinity for the senior market, and I help a lot of people. I went into one listing appointment the other day, and I know some other people that have gone into the same from, listing appointment. And it's in a country club neighborhood, and nothing has been done to this house. It's a beautiful house. The property is worth X, but nothing's been done in 40 years. I never saw so much wallpaper in my entire life and different floorings. And if you're looking at a new buyer or a young person or even my age, I don't want to go in and have to replace floorings. I don't want to have to go in and take down wallpaper. I mean, I don't care if you're 20 in your 20s or if you're in your 60s or 40s, too much work devalues the house. Unless you're going to knock it down because it is in a country club neighborhood, they got one really great price for it, but they knocked it down and built a whole other one on it. But they paid a huge amount for the property.
So going back to wallpaper, you're saying wallpaper is never coming back. Is that what you're saying? Because you know how everything always comes back.
But I have my Major League Baseball logo wallpaper.
We're just kind of waiting till that day comes back.
They love it. There are people that are putting it in now, and I will never do it again.
It's just not going to sell.
It's hard because some people don't like it, and it is a process to get it down. But I do know a way to get it down cheaply, and it is black and white newspaper in hot water.
Okay.
And kind of smushing it from the bottom to the top, and it like loosens it, and it comes
off. Wow. Okay,
wow.
Cool.
It was one of those HGTV things. My
use
sister.
Of newspaper.
Our guest is Pam Santoro, realtor, marriage counselor, and wallpaper remover. I know something that's very close.
Listen, I've had a knocking in my engine in my car. I wonder if Pam can help me with that.
No, my dad
I wouldn't
could,
be surprised.
But he's not around anywhere. I wish he was.
I interrupted you.
Something that I know that is close and dear to your heart is the senior market in Georgia. Talk about your expertise there and what you're doing.
Well, I am a 55-plus senior advisor, plus some of my other credentials, which are luxury and relocation and that kind of stuff. But in the senior market, it's a unique market. I do an aging well workshop, which we do a community service, and we have an attorney, a financial advisor. Bruce talks to you about looking at what the difference is in assisted livings and things like that, a moving company. All these experts talk about veterans benefits and things like that, and we try to give you some tips so that when you're ready to move, we're ready to help you. And if you need to stay in the house a little longer, You know, I can recommend a contractor that can go in and retrofit something, or we can do that bubble elevator that's the two-story elevator that mm-hmm. they cut the hole for about $3,000, and that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's like so cool. It's like the old Jetsons pods that you shoot up and down, but if you don't need a wheelchair in that bubble, you can do this bubble and stay in your house longer. But a lot of people I know, once they get to a certain age, they either want to go to a one-level house or a community that's a golf community. They might want to go to Florida or South Georgia.
I thought that was the law. You have to go to Florida when you reach a certain age.
I hope not, because there's a lot of people retiring in Georgia because we have a better climate. We have four seasons. You know, it's just nice here.
Yeah. Well, and I know we could talk about this. We'll have to have you come back, because I know you want to talk more about the aging well, the workshops, and all that kind of thing. For those that would like to find out more in the meantime about you, where can they find out more and maybe look into using your services?
Well, I have a Berkshire website, but it's easier if you just it'll revert you to that. It's www.pamsantoro.com. And that will bring you to my site. And if you'd like to just get in touch with me and have a phone conversation and talk, it's 678-656-6627. And I'd be glad to help you with any of your real estate needs.
Or removing some wallpaper.
Oh, please don't. I can tell you what to do. And I've only done that once. That I told him he couldn't take a picture of me because, you know, you went to the house and not business attire.
Well, that's just you know what? You're over-delivering and... You got to appreciate that. So, Pam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Mike, before we get to our last guest, I just want to remind everybody that if they're, especially business owners that are listening, if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. Spending time on IPAs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. They might even come over and remove wallpaper out of your office. You never know. Just ask them.
No wonder Joe was running into me on the ice all the time. He was filled up with IPAs.
Hey, let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
They don't just process payrolls. Now I'm talking about Proactive Payroll.
Well, you're putting jokes in the middle of your sponsor read there, so
yeah.
I just piled on.
Okay, great. You're throwing shade on my sponsor read.
Yes.
They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks. And for Tom Martin, I apologize for Mike's interruption of your fantastic works and needs and what you can help people with. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. They won't throw shade on your payroll needs.
Right. Hi there, Lynn. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. V. Lynn Hawkins, and she's wondering what the heck she got herself into. P3 Academy of Social Entrepreneurship. Tell us what that is.
Wow, that's actually a mouthful.
It is. That's why I'm going to let you explain it.
It's really a full-service consulting business that we focus on how to make an organization a social enterprise. And a lot of our focus is on companies and businesses who are saying, how can I make more money, more sales? And one of the things that we do is look at our 12-point accelerated business development strategy, find out what they're really kind of missing on, and then if funding is an opportunity for them, we'll take a look specifically at crowdfunding for business.
Yeah, and I know that's an area where you're kind of an expert in. So talk about crowdfunding, what it is, and what the benefits are, and maybe some of the stats about crowdfunding, how successful that is.
Well, crowdfunding is very successful for the business owners who know how to do it and who will apply what it takes to get it done. It is also an amazing opportunity to get yourself out in the marketplace.
Okay, go ahead. Let's back up and explain what crowdfunding is for those that don't know.
Crowdfunding is a means of fundraising for your business, for a product, a program, an invention, anything that you can focus on as the reason for raising funds. However, there has to be a bigger reason for raising funds, an invention that's maybe a wheelchair. It's going to help the people who can't get around, and it's got these special assets to it. That's the real benefit. Someone having this wheelchair is able to do much more than having a regular wheelchair. So you're focusing on raising funds for the manufacturing of this wheelchair, but it really is to serve the customer base.
Is Is this where we go to the social enterprise? You help businesses who are looking to become more of a social enterprise?
Yes. Really focusing on more of what happens beyond the sales.
Okay.
What happens because of the sales. The sales take you to, and in my case, a lot of people that come to me for crowdfunding actually are looking at how they can increase sales. And so we're able to focus on not only if crowdfunding is an opportunity for them, but what else they're doing in their business and how else they might serve their client base by doing more in their business.
I think some people hear crowdfunding or they hear that explanation of it, they might go to Shark Tank. Oh, does this mean if I'm giving money, I'm getting part ownership in the company? When people give to a crowdfunding, what can they expect in return?
Well, there are various types of crowdfunding. And four in particular, donor-based, just, you know, I'm here, the ALS bucket challenge. I'm here, you know, do the bucket challenge, give me money, and we're serving our clients. The big deal there was we're able to serve our clients with the funds that we're raising.
Sure.
Donor rewards, donate X dollars, you get this in return. Maybe it's a training, maybe it's a early version of the
sure.
manufactured product. Whatever, you're getting something in return. And then there's donor rewards and sponsorships. Sponsorships are big, much like the Subaru sponsorship you have here. Adding that to a crowdfunding campaign allows you to actually give some focus to the support you're getting from sponsors to say, we're doing this, we're using your funds to help us do this, to serve our customer base, our clients, and we're using sponsorship funds. And then the fourth type, which is really blowing up right now, is equity crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you were referring to. Do I give a piece of my business away? Well, there are certain opportunities there, too, because, yes, you could give away a piece of your business, or you could just give away a piece of the revenue that you're gaining from going through this crowdfunding process. So, you know, there's so much as it relates to the crowdfunding opportunity. And most of your crowdfunding funds raised are funds that are, you don't have to pay back, right? So, you know, you go to the bank, you get a loan. My background's in commercial real estate lending, 30 plus years. And, you know, the mortgage, you got to pay it back plus interest.
Right.
Well, with crowdfunding, there is no interest unless you're in that equity side. And you basically have these funds to do with what you need in order to better serve your client base.
So if I'm giving the donation for the sponsorship is what I receive in return. If I'm giving it for, I'm the first one to receive this manufactured product. I'm getting it. I'm paying for the product ahead of time. Basically, I'm putting that in air quotes.
Pre-sales, yeah.
The only one that I'm, and we always joke that we don't ask any Mike Wallace type questions, but this is as close as I'll get to it. And what's funny is Mike used to say that off air, and we started having people who didn't know who Mike Wallace was. But anyway, here's my as close as I get to a Mike Wallace. The very first one you talked about with crowdfunding, just hey, donor. You mentioned the ALS. A lot of times that's for nonprofits. Is there a scenario under which a for-profit business could say, look, we're just asking for donations to make this product a reality?
Yes, and there's two opportunities there. One is just strictly, I'm a for-profit business. I'm looking to do this that's going to serve these people, and we're looking for donations. Nothing in return except the fact that you get to feel good.
Yeah.
Yes, because you helped. The other piece of it is that in donating in this manner, if I am a for-profit and I'm partnered with a nonprofit organization, that partnership allows me to take in these funds as charitable contributions through the nonprofit organization. The nonprofit actually takes a piece of it to cover their accounting costs, their administrative costs, and then they pass through the balance to me, the for-profit, so that I can do what I said I needed to do. And that is something that I teach, for-profit, nonprofit partnering, and is actually quite prominent right now because more businesses want to find out how can I become more of a social enterprise, and it's not just by having some nonprofit's logo on my website. It's that I'm actually doing something and I'm actually able to support a nonprofit organization in this partnership manner.
I had more questions about crowdfunding, but we could go on forever, and I want people to reach out to you because you're the expert. They can ask you the questions. So let me kind of turn the tables and ask more about the Academy now. How do you engage with your clients? What's that relationship look like?
Well, two ways, actually. I have coaching programs. I have individual one-on-one programs. I have group programs, and it's all around business development. One of the things that I recognized in my commercial lending career was that women entrepreneurs are way underserved. And women entrepreneurs have the greatest number of new business starts and failures. And my heart's desire was to get into this space to help shift those statistics, even by a fraction. I'm talking about multiple women-owned businesses now being much more successful. And it is working. It's happening. And they are also more of the mindset of utilizing crowdfunding and the nonprofit for-profit partnering in order to make that connection and do the leveraged growth that this allows for.
We're speaking with V. Lynn Hawkins. She is with P3 Academy of Social Entrepreneurship. She's not with them. She leads them, is the president and CEO of that company. So Mike had a great question. I've got a silly question. P3.
Yes.
So Pam gave us the three P's. Are there three P's? Is that why it's
yes.
three?
Ah. There's actually more like seven.
But it's not P7. It's P3.
I alternate them depending on what the purpose is. And it begins with purpose. You got to have a purpose for what you're doing. And then it's all about the planning. But planning without implementation is like a good idea that you sleep on. And then there's profitability. And it goes along that realm. So purpose, planning, and profits.
You know, I think if every business followed those three P's, they'd be in business, right?
Then
they could become more of a social enterprise, give back, do things good for the community, partner with a nonprofit. Man, those are all good things.
I want to ask the question and try to stump you for what are the other four P's that you kind of rotated in and out there?
Predictability, because you got to know your IPAs. You got to know where you're going in order to get there.
So
projections. I mean, I bring them all in.
Okay.
Sounds like she uses what she needs based on the scenario. There's the customizing.
We need some P's for this show. I don't know what they are. We'll talk about it afterwards, but that could be a lot of fun.
Ooh, I like it. Wait, are you saying we have no purpose and we have no planning and we don't make any profit?
I was just being polite.
Oh.
You're welcome to borrow my three.
I like yours better. V. Lynn Hawkins, P3 Academy of Social Entrepreneurship. For those that would like to find out more about what you do and reach out and talk to you about your services, where can they get more information?
You can reach me at p3academy.com. And if you're looking for something specifically around crowdfunding, crowdfundinghacker.org. And you'll find a huge amount of information, some of the programs that we've got going on as it relates to crowdfunding and running your own crowdfunding campaign. And then my number, 408-758-8868.
Great stuff. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, Stephen. Well, that's it. I want to thank our guest, V. Lynn Hawkins with P3 Academy of Social Entrepreneurship, Joe Noonan with Southwestern Consulting, and Pam Santoro with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Georgia Properties, Wallpaper Removal, and Marriage Counseling.
As Mike takes a breath, I'll remind everybody that you can listen to this or all other shows at businessradiox.com. Just search for the Gwinnett Studio, and you can find our show listed there. You can also check out Gwinnett Business Radio and subscribe to our show on iTunes, iTunes, Stitcher, other podcasting platforms. Here's a challenge I'm going to give to our listeners. Go to your favorite podcasting platform and leave a review of Gwinnett Business Radio. Tell us what you think.
Only if it's a good review, though. That's
you know what?
I don't want a bad review.
I'm open to taking constructive criticism because I will find that profitable.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes.
All right, I'm pooped. Let's go. All right, for our guests, I want to thank you for listening. And for our producer, Trey, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time. Did I say for Steven?
No.
Okay, and for Steven as well.
Shady Steven.
For Shady Steven. We'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Be the man! You gotta beat the man! Woo!